Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching. Here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Last time, you guys finished your conversations with Mordekesh, went and were teleported to this new place. You walked for a little ways and noticed that Tequil was missing. You continued forward until you found the entrance to Cracklestug, one of the cities of the Underdark, and where you met a new face, Shookshack. Very charismatic, very talkative individual. And that is where we left off with some conversations of basically meeting Shookshack and trying to figure out what Flaffle's doing. So that is where we will pick up. I think you had just decided to take them on a tour of the city, yes? You're muted.
Still muted. There we go.
Hey! All right.
There you go.
Alrighty. Well, I think you guys found me. I'm the best here tour guide. I'm sorry, I forgot the name. I'm a horrible tour guide. Let me just look at my notes. Cracklestug.
Yeah.
You sure you guys need a tour guide? Seems like you know it.
No, we just looks at Fluffle. I've heard that word a lot in the last day.
Well, I've never
if
been
all
there.
You needed to know was a city's name to know the city's layout, we'd be set. But we need a little bit more information than that.
Point of order above table, have I ever been to Cracklestug?
No, but you have heard about it before.
Okay.
You know of the city, but you don't know the layout or anything of that nature.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just kind of shake my head. I'm like, no, I've never been here.
While the rest are kind of talking and Shookshack is kind of starting the tour, Ivan's going to look over, kind of like walk over to Fluffle. Fluffle, you're good with magical things and all the workings and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Would you be able to, I don't know, maybe catch on whatever might be left from our teleportation magic so that we could maybe see if we could find another location? I'm worried about Tequil.
Well, you're asking a lot. See, teleportation magic is one thing, but when it comes to phase rust, we know very little, which is why if we remember correctly, it's against the idea of teleportation, but I was overruled, and here we are, one Tequil-less group. But hey, we got the new tour guide!
Thanks, Adam. Yeah,
don't question me.
I wasn't gonna... What?
Points at everyone. Adam? Points at everyone. Let this be a lesson. All is forgiven. We'll find Tequil eventually.
Or what's left of him.
That is Ivan's head a turns very to high Kazad. Possibility.
So as they're doing all of this, Chukashek is just sort of just has his sleeves rolled up, and he's just reading all the scribbling he has down on his forearms and like on his arms and whatnot to try to remember everything he knows about the city. All right, I'm good. So you got the East Cliff, you got the West Cliff. That's where all the Darrow are. And we also have the caverns. That's where the
Stone Giants are. The cliffs?
What?
Where?
In the east and the west?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're over there on the east and the west.
Oh, okay. Are the doors open?
They are not.
I can't see anything right now, sir.
Let him we'll finish what he's talking about. Just hold on.
Well, if you guys tell me where you guys want to kind of go, I can, you can just, walk and talk.
Did you
want to hang out at the... I mean, not really.
Okay.
What do you want to know? There's a tavern.
Well, first things first, how do we get in?
Oh, he just pushes the door open.
Oh.
It opens.
Yeah.
Now we know you, tour guide, and we jump generously at the end.
You guys see a gray-skinned dwarf, kind of just staring at you.
Do I know this gray-skinned dwarf?
No.
You would recognize that it is a stone guard, one of the this side's protectors, basically. Whoa. There's something I can help you with.
Yes, there is. Do you allow solicitation in front of your doors, sir?
Oh, no.
I don't believe so. It's...
Well,
what are you doing out here?
Well, that's just it. We're trying to visit your glorious city for trade. And this vagrant appears and begins hassling us, claiming to give us a tour of your fair and beautiful city. Through his eyes.
What are you doing?
A whole gold piece that could have been spent on your economy.
You're gonna pitch Flavel.
He's watching, has not taken his eyes off of Flavel. Is
we
that right?
Really just
it is.
Are looking for a place to drink.
It is. And right here, as we are grieving the loss of our two friends.
As he says that, Shukashek is going to cast Charm Person on the guard.
Okay.
His face is rushed around.
Oh, yeah.
And Flaffle must be hurt for her gold piece. He's getting on his soapbox for
Flaffle
this.
Flaffle was called name.
Flaffle was called forget. Names last session.
Flaffle remembers.
So wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That is an 18.
Ooh, fuck one over.
And as soon as he sees you cast a spell, also I need a d20 roll from you.
Hey, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
I know I only have a one of these, but can I use my DM inspiration to help Shukashak?
You can.
Can I use one of mine to shoot it down?
Oh, here we go.
I only have the one, damn it.
Alright, I will reroll with disadvantage.
I was joking.
So an 18 is disadvantage.
Damn it.
Well, you're joking.
That, yeah, everybody oh got my lucky? God.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of lucky, do I have that? I think
oh,
I do.
Oh, wait.
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry.
You don't, but...
Can you have him be arrested, like, in the way of a guard from Oblivion?
Are you doing it?
Hulk, I would like to use Bountiful Luck for Shukashak.
Oh,
hey.
Okay.
These people like me.
So, Shukashak, you can re-roll your d20 for an ability check or saving throw.
So, is it him, or are you targeting the guard?
Him. I don't think that'll
that doesn't work like I thought it would.
Yeah, yeah, obsession wizard when you need one.
Okay, yeah, maybe okay. I shouldn't do that. Yep.
Thank you, though.
Of course. Also, I have bountiful luck, everybody.
Oh.
So this guard does. Go ahead.
So, DM.
Hmm.
My background is charlatan, so I do have false identity. I do have papers for this town, so I don't know why I did that. Owie.
Okay. Oh, well.
It has happened. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, so at this point, you have cast a spell at this individual. Things have been moving and grooving, and he will yell, "All right, enough. Red one, step forward."
When he says that,
is
going to cast, tell all of his 12 lizards to do a little dance for the guard. As they form a weird little pyramid, with the front row just breaking it down.
Okay. He's now enthralled with this. Make a performance check for me.
I would say performance. Could dance.
They can't.
That's a big three.
They go to start doing what you ask them to do, but they don't know how to dance, so they just start wiggling around.
Okay. It's okay. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
And with that, I need everybody to roll initiative.
Good God, sorry.
Real quick, hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
I cast Command on the guard to forget.
Okay.
Come on.
That is a wisdom save?
Mm-hmm.
He could forget his whole life. That was very vague.
The only takeaway here, he could use one bard trick on
him. I have to use a one-word thing.
I was thinking that same thing.
Come on. Come in clutch.
That one.
By that look, it's a win on the guard side.
He's rolling hot fire tonight.
It's in that one.
Hey, okay. Got us
what?
Thank God! I have no spell slots. That is my only use. I get one per day. I got to roll a d20, but still, my command was to roll forget.
Roll a d20, and I need to roll a couple things. Oh boy!
I got a 14. Sorry,
rolled an 8,
and he got an 8 for his spell.
Y'all
are good. Oh, okay. Cool.
So you watch this individual slump and literally just sit. And I need everybody to roll initiative. As these two guards that have been sitting here.
Yeah, invisible. Ivan's glowing, the star constellations burning bright. As he looks to the rest of the party. What did I just do?
Yeah, made him forget.
That is a nat one on initiative.
I didn't know that was something that I could do.
Damn, I thought I rolled bad. Rolled
poor guy.
A 3
and got a 4. 3 on initiative.
I hope he didn't have a wife and a kid.
Oh, God!
Dang, who are you?
He's still be fine.
Oh, I need like a weapon of warning or something so that I can get advantage on my initiative rolls, because I consistently roll shit on them.
Yeah.
I actually went to his wedding. Very young wife.
Ivan, what'd you get?
Oh, I got a 12. Sorry.
You're good. Shushet?
Me.
Shamper?
30, 20.
Nice.
I have no spell slots,
I'm not
guys.
Playing a cleric. Still roll low.
Oh.
Okay. Merlin, okay. You do have 3 people in front of you, and these 2 guards are here. What would you like to do?
Okay, so there's a gate there. Do I... Mm-hmm.
Like... It is open.
It is open. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is the warden an enemy? I was listening. I know we turned him into something.
Warden is Myth's character.
Warden is Myth's character, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like a jail warden. Okay.
No.
A is the one that is slumped. That has forgotten everything. Is...
Yep.
Did he forget how to breathe?
I don't know, did he?
Just
doesn't the All command right. only last for like a round though?
She's like pretty minute. Big, and I'm a halfling. I can just sit inside her character in space. So I am where Warden is. Just
okay.
From his description, like that, so that halfling and big O.
Also, I'm just like gonna crouch on beneath her legs, and then I'll fire a crossbow bolt at D.
Okay.
Fortunately, not with advantage.
Also, Kazad, command says that if it's not one of the commands that are listed, it's up to the DM.
Oh, shit.
That's a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
6 damage.
6 damage to D.
Yep.
Alrighty.
I'll just stay here. Okay. Actually, no. It's smarter to move back. I'll be back here.
Okay.
Out of the way.
Shamper, it is your turn.
Doors are open, yeah?
Doors are open.
Okay, Shamper is going to kind of do kind of this similar thing as what Merlette was just talking about, kind of move into warden space. To get a clear shot at D. And he's going to take out his hand crossbow and just say...
I am wandering here. I would like to help her down. We do not have to kill you.
And he's going to try. I'm going to aim for his foot and try to shoot him in the foot.
Okay.
22
hits. I will say with it. So are you intentionally trying to hit his foot?
His foot's vicinity, non-lethal attack, so to speak.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it, you stick it right in his pinky toe, and he yelps, and then just kind of realizes what you said. It's one of those, what are they? The acne screams?
Okay.
The right. Wilhelm scream.
Yes.
Yes. But then Champer will go,
I must display my power, boys.
And I'm using Gathered Swarm, so when I get a hit, that's when the swarm activates. So the 12 spectral lizards kind of all gather beneath his feet and attempt to lift him up. Would you do a strength saving throw, please?
Sure. That is a 9.
All right, that fails. So essentially they pick him up. And I want, so once they've picked him up, they can move him 15 feet, and I want them to move them 15 feet closer to me.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, right there in the doorway.
Okay. And just last free action, and I'm just going to reiterate.
Listen, my medical abilities could maybe help you here. We do not have anything against you. Maybe think about what you're doing. You have felt the power of the lizard, and I would like to talk lizard with you, okay?
That's my turn.
Very well. Rifle.
Okay. Let me just...
Warren's just being used as a...
Let me just get a couple things position straight here real quick before I make my move. Okay, so Flaffle's been talking with the guards. So Flaffle is, let's say, close to the front.
Yeah, he did usher you to come to the front. Why?
And I did step forward before all this ensued. So I imagine it was this gentleman right here?
Yes.
This guy? Okay. So I imagine Flaff will be about right here. Now, I know it's hard to tell on a map such as this. Would you say there's 5 feet or more than 5 feet between these two gentlemen?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you say there's at least 5 feet between this gentleman and this wall?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Flaff would like to cast Expeditious Retreat on himself.
Okay.
And
I need you to roll a d20 first of all.
This is fair. This is fair. A 14?
You are good.
Okay. All right, so Phidias Retreat allows me to move or use my bonus action to dash. Or no. This Kella's spells cast, and then there's a bonus action. Okay, so I can take the dash action on any bonus turn, right? Bonus action.
Yes.
Wonderful. Flap would like to use all of his movement to dash as far as he can past C here and on into the city.
So 5, 10, do you provoke opportunity attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. D is going to see you and swing.
Isn't D being carried by lizards?
He brought him closer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. D's right here in the doorway.
That's fine.
Hey, sorry, I was muted. He's knocked prone, so he's like being like, he's a jolly good fellow towards me.
Oh, he's prone. Okay. All right.
He can still make an attack. It would just
be at disadvantage.
Sweet.
I'm just picturing these lizards singing Hava Nagila as they're carrying this dwarf.
But, Sentinel, by the way.
Okay.
When he goes to attack Flaffle.
Okay.
And he's prone, so I get advantage on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, too bad I'm not a champion. 25, though.
25 does hit.
I'm 5. Is he it's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Divine Smite.
Go ahead.
I'm glad my lizards can't be hurt.
11.
Okay. He is now looking horrible.
Warden's voice changes a little bit. It becomes a little higher pitched, a little more noble, as she says, "Don't hurt my friend."
Yeah! Okay.
So I will say because of that, he won't be able to take his reaction. However, C will. So, 18 to hit.
Is it just Zephyr Strike, yeah, or is Expeditious Retreat also stop you from taking attack of opportunities?
That's what I was...
It's not in here
just
on that.
Zephyr Strike.
Okay, cool. All right, so that is a hit. You are going to take...
Unless there's a new version of it.
7 points of piercing damage.
Yeah.
As this knife comes out of his... basically its sheath and stabs you as you pass by. But you may continue. You've moved 20 feet.
Wait.
So,
hold up.
25. Just...
Okay, yeah, no, it doesn't matter which version I go with. All right, sorry, I was seeing there's a loophole. All right, 7 damage.
Just the zoomies. 40, 45. You get right here. And I need you to make a strength saving throw.
That's dirty. Yeah.
As you run directly into this creature.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
That fails.
That does not look healthy.
Okay. You are not prone.
Rude.
And you hear, "Oi, what are you doing?
There's a fight! There's a fight! We need help! Some people are attacking the guards at the gate!"
I will have you roll a deception check on his turn. But next is going to be Ivan.
Very well. Ivan will move up and past, yelling, "Would you all stop fighting? You walk into a new town and that's the first thing you do is hit things." Looks to the guard and reaches a hand out. "I'm the one that stupefied your friend. The rest of them are just defending themselves. If you're going to arrest somebody for responsibility, it's me."
You're saying this to the one that's being held up by the lizards?
Yes, as I'm trying to help him up.
Okay. All right, make a persuasion roll.
Part of my action to hopefully get advantage on it, I will healing hands him for 4 points.
I would say that would get you from rolling disadvantage. Because you... He hurt.
Yeah. I just got nothing to fight for. That's an 8.
Bountiful luck.
There you go.
Beautiful man you are.
One of the lizards comes from underneath a body.
17.
He jumps up and he kisses you on the cheek.
I love lizards now.
Okay.
Which cheek?
I got 17.
Face.
So when you say lick, kiss, you mean lick with their tongue that can give you salmonella?
No,
it's a strong burp.
Closed mouth. They want.
Okay. Closed mouth.
They're spectral. You can see through them.
Okay. I will say that you hear him yell, "Oh, boy! Maybe there's right. Why don't we just attack him?" But that is his turn. Or that is...
That is my turn.
Your action.
I will use my bonus action to recover one first level spell slot, I think it says. Because I have nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, one first level spell slot.
Okay, next up, it is the guard's turn. Let me see. These two don't know... Let's see. You did that. Okay. Flaffle, you watch as these two appear and go to attack.
What, me?
Mm-hmm.
I was just warning them about the intruder attacking people at the gate. And their first instinct is attack me.
Does a 16 hit?
This isn't the Grackle Stug I was told about. Yeah.
Okay. He's not hitting you with a weapon.
I don't like that.
He's basically using his attack to grapple you.
That's just rude.
Grab somebody's scruff.
Is going to come around here and use an action to handcuff you. So you are now unable to move or use your hands or arms. Is gonna run like hell. Does anybody like to take an opportunity attack? Or he will get up and start to run.
Ivan will look at Warden and shake his head no. Not what we do when we first enter a town.
I used my reaction with Bountiful Luck, so no.
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, other than that, that is the end of their turn. It is now...
I need to roll for concentration, by the way.
God. I don't think he got hit. You take. Well, you got to roll concentration when you take damage.
Yeah. He grappled you.
Free speech.
Okay.
Well, as your tour guide to the wonderful town of Grapplestuck, I guess now's a good time to let you folks know. Kobolds are kind of valuable around here. Probably should have started with that one, so my bad.
I'm sorry. Yes. What?
You probably should have
rounded by the fucking morons.
Well,
the biggest one of them all.
When the tour started, I opened the door because you asked how to get in, and I immediately was set upon by the guards, who, for some reason, thought I was soliciting. Did you believe it? Crazy, right? Oh yeah. Just a heads up. Probably want to knock the guards out.
So what you're telling us is to attack the people that we just got here for? That doesn't make any sense.
Are you saying they're going to kidnap our friend?
I'll do something fun. Yes, robot lady? Lady? Person? Person?
I am. Female?
That's all right. bonus action. Inside of here, once you pass the doors, there's no phase rust, right?
There is. Yeah, you can see now as you're kind of coming around this corner, and Flaffle, you see this as well. It is heavily flowing through here.
Okay. Oh, there's these. That one's pretty hurt. I don't really know about the little fella, but I don't think nobody deserves to be in chains. I'm gonna go ahead and cast Misty Step. Make it past the guards.
All right. Roll a d20 for me.
Oh no. Devin.
You're good.
Oh, thank God.
Wait. You're good.
Oh,
you're
shit.
Good. You're good.
Do me like that, bro.
I had to scare you a little bit.
Can I make it over here? Like, pretty much between C and B?
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and just cast a chromatic orb.
Okay. Another D20 roll for me. And just so our viewers know, I do allow bonus action spell.
Similar to Grand Quest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm learning that too, viewers. That's an awesome rule.
Which there is a third party feat that is in D&D Beyond that already lets you do that anyway. So it's basically like everyone has that feat.
Nice.
So.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. What was the 20?
So, the 20 roll was an 18.
Okay, you're good.
Okay. So I rolled a hit first.
Yep.
Yeah. Right for me. Hey. That is a 25 to hit.
25 hits?
Alright, this is acid.
Okay.
As he just sort of starts hacking and just and this orb just spews from his mouth like a big green bubble. Oh yeah, it's gross, bro. It's not a clean guy.
Not okay. That's not okay at all.
Gross.
He's belching out like a frog.
You need some Tums, dude.
He is homeless, guys.
God damn.
I gave y'all a fake tour for a gold piece.
Fucking some magical Pepto.
Okie dokie. I'm gonna go ahead and use a sorcery point to reroll the damage dice.
Yep.
Nice. So I rolled a 14 for B. And because I rolled the same number on the damage dice, it bounces to A. Use a sorcery point to reroll that. Fine. It's fine. And so B took 14 and A took 9.
9? Okay.
Acid. Resistance, doesn't matter.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Elemental add up.
Nice. Okay. Is that where you are staying?
I think I'm kind of stuck there.
Okay. Warden.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan looks at Warden. I was wrong. Kill him.
Yay.
Free speech? Maybe.
Good.
You could also just knock him out. Either or.
Free speech? See, what did I tell you? They are invading.
We're trying to save you.
Yeah, you look at Chamber and I'm like,
"Need some more blood."
Get under control.
And then I'm gonna swing my longsword at D.
I'm trying
for a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
Okay. 7 damage.
He is not. Like, the cuts that were healed by Champra just reopened and split worse.
We're trying to save you.
He's still alive?
He's still alive.
Divine Smite.
Oh, fuck. Oh
my god.
Ah! Why'd I only roll 1? 4? 7, so 11.
Okay, are you killing him?
No, I'll make it non-lethal.
Non-lethal, holy radiant burns.
Let the hate flow through you.
You just see him smack up against the wall and just go to sleep.
Hey, yo!
Okay, he's unconscious. Okay, I'm coming for this one next. But that is my turn.
Okay. All right. The one that is on Flaffle. You see him grow in size.
What does this
and
mean?
Become basically 10 feet tall. And he is going to use his bonus action to pick Flaffle up.
Yep.
Which I will have him make a strength saving throw. What'd you just do?
Ooh. Me?
You, the action that you just did.
What like, action?
Did you turn around and bite him?
No.
Okay, well, you turn around and bite him.
I do?
And he drops you. Roll a d4.
He rolled a nat 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big drop. Oh. Your fingers.
Oh, no.
That's going to leave a scar. But you are not in his grasp anymore, and that is his turn. And Kazad.
Fortuitous.
All right. How far is it between me and C?
5, 10, 15. To get right up on him, you need 25.
Okay.
To get
perfect
here.
Okay. I will do that. And the entire time, I'm just walking over and I'm just muttering under my breath, unfucking believable. We show up at a Dwargar stronghold and these idiots decide to fucking assault the gate. And I walk up to this guy and I go, look, it's nothing personal. I really just wanted to just find a place to get a drink and ask some questions. I'm really fucking sorry about this, and I'm going to attack with Duskbringer.
Fuck, okay.
All right. It's a 16 to hit?
16 does not hit.
Okay. Follow-up question. Are you running the weapon mastery stuff from the 2024 or no?
I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so...
pretty much. Are you running anything from 2024?
I think the only thing I allowed was that chromatic orb for Sugar Shack.
Okay.
Basically, because it's a less complicated version.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. In that case, I won't necessarily ask about that then, because that'll just kind of simplify things a little bit.
Okay.
Bonus action. Yeah, I'm not gonna do anything else. I used all of my movement. I don't have a second attack, and I'm not going to burn any of my spell slots right now.
Okay.
So that's my turn.
Okay. Very well. That is the end of your turn. Merlette, it is back up to you.
Oh. It's my turn again. So there's been a lot of talking about not fighting. I just want to know where the party stands on this.
Just knock them out of that. Do what you do best and deal some damage.
I don't knock people out.
You're going to.
Just hurt them a little less?
I mean, he's going to walk up to A and stab him.
Not that one. He's dumb. I'm going to yell at him running for
him. It's too late. It's too late.
Well, one less thing on Ivan's plate. He doesn't even know he's a guard anymore.
Strong looks up, stabs the guy.
I mean, that's think he knows much on this attack because he's unconscious.
That's gonna crit him.
He just slumps over a little more.
Good lord!
Roll damage as a crit.
Okay.
And remember, the way I do crits is the max amount you can roll plus your roll.
So then,
well, I rolled a 9, and then the max amount I can roll is
with sneak attack
a 4, and then I'll add the sneak attack because I got to roll that separately.
Yeah, but what you also got to add the max of sneak attack too.
So right now it's sitting at 13 with max crit. That's adding another 12 plus a flat roll of crit. So 13 plus 12. Gosh damn it, I hate this. Okay, 13 plus 7 is 20, and then add the 12 is 32. 32 damage.
And just walks up and just nighty night forever.
We're no longer worried about his wife and kids.
I did ask.
Their daddy died a hero.
Is that non-lethal damage, or is that absolutely lethal damage?
Oh, no. Merlette's completely ignoring them.
Sneak attack is typically ruled as true damage, which cannot be non-lethal.
Merlette just stabbed this guy, okay? I'm not making any pretense.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to hear the guards. Okay, non-violently. Shit.
He's dead already.
Okay.
Ivan sees this and just yells, Yeah, I guess there's no going back now.
Holy shit.
I think we're taking Grackle Snug, everyone.
Did he die?
Oh yeah, he's mega dead.
Okay, I get four temp hit points.
I was just trying to show you the city, bro.
Yeah, we're just celebrating.
I just want to take you to the tavern. We are now the heroes.
Welcome to Flaflin, friends.
we are in no way the heroes.
I just got this gold piece. I was finally gonna eat something other than bread. Like, bro.
Let it be known that it's the first Flapple shirt. It is Fortresses and Flapples.
Yes.
Well, Sugar Shack, you better get killing or you're gonna end up in prison with us.
Bonus action stab.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay. Let's go.
It's okay. We've already broken out of one.
Crap.
That's
crap,
true.
Advantage.
It's what we're known for.
All right. First roll is... Okay, that's 18 to hit.
18 just hits.
Okay, and this is going to be without the modifier, because I don't have that. So, one damage plus... I only get sneak attack once per round, right?
Correct.
Okay. I scratched him.
For four damage? One damage?
For one damage.
Okay.
Quick little nick. Just to let him know you're here.
Once you absolutely obliterate his friend, then you're...
I just walk up to the guy that's like, not like, probably looking around in daze, confused, and grab him on the shoulders, stab him in the chest, pull it out, and then walk over and like, try to stab his friend. And he's freaking out, and he dodges, and I only nick him.
Fucking... Shit. It's a reminder that you're coming for him. You're marking your next kill.
Anyways, I'm done with my turn. I've caused enough chaos.
Shampra, it's your turn.
Let's do it. Okay. So Shampra, question for to DM: is this like, do we see past the wall? Like, can we see? Like this area, like over here from me being over here.
No, you can't. This is a solid wall right here.
All wall. No worries. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. In that case, Shampra hearing cries of Flaffle and all the other debauchery. I'm gonna move here. Small body, if I can, to here. Kind of seeing, Flaffle is no longer in, is he still in cuffs?
Yes.
Okay, and X is huge, correct? That Duergar?
Yes, X is huge. I don't know if there's a way to make him bigger.
No, that's okay. I do, more mental reminder than anything. I'm going to cast, Fairy Fire, and I get that from my Swarmkeeper magic.
Okay.
So, Shampra's eyes are going to glow a spectral light blue, the same color as his lizards. If it's allowed, I would like all of his lizards, like Santa's reindeer style, to run towards B, A, and X. And unfortunately, Flaffle will be in this cube, but it's a 20-foot cube within 60 feet of my range. So, cast it here.
Okay.
All of the lizards, their gills expand a little bit and begin to vomit every color of the rainbow on everybody on B, A, X, and Flaffle.
Okay. So that is a wisdom save.
Come on, man.
Dex, I believe.
Dex safe?
Dex is correct.
We're not in Sloop with Doop anymore. We don't do that.
Okay, well...
He learned a new trick.
B failed.
I don't like this trick. What have I got to roll?
A Dex saving throw. What's a save for it?
13.
Okay. A succeeds.
Okay.
think Flaffle got a 10.
Yeah.
That fails.
Got a bountiful luck ready for him.
I do. I don't think I can use it right now, though. Can I use it right now?
Can yeah, I you burn can my use reactions? Reaction? Yeah, you can you use it whenever. Reaction
on your turn.
One of the lizards vomits gold on Flaffle. Roll again, Flaffle.
Ooh, shiny.
30-20.
30-20.
You save.
The lizard lands on your shoulder.
Hello?
He leans right into you and like gives you the cat nudge.
Well, I can't bet him. My hands are cuffed.
Just
it's okay. He doesn't know what's going on.
He's just here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. And after that, Hulk, I believe that'll be my turn.
Okay. Flaffle, it is your turn.
Wait, what does that do? Does it do damage?
It gives everybody advantage.
Oh, that's yeah, that's right.
Fairy Fire.
Fairy Fire.
Oh, whoops. There we go.
I don't think Fairy Fire affects allies.
Does it not?
Yeah, I think it just affects enemies.
Hold on, checking.
Because if that's the case, then you can get your reaction back.
Any creature in the area when the spell's cast is outlined.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. I would love that.
Yeah. Now, is that really called a creature?
I think more than most.
I think he's a natural disaster. I don't think he's a creature.
He is a force of nature, for sure.
Ash the Stampede.
Jesus. Okay. So Flaffle, go ahead.
So, B is no longer up on me.
Correct.
Instead, A and X are.
Correct.
Okay. If I cast a spell that does not require concentration, does it mess with my concentration?
Mm-mm. So it's
that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, you have to cast a concentration spell.
I want to cast Thunderwave in front of me.
Okay.
Yeet. Yeet indeed. By the way,
so I need constitution saving throws.
Fairy Fire is a spell, and we're in phase rust. Did you roll the 20?
D20.
I'm sorry. I remember that. I like wild magic, so I want more of it.
Four.
Oh. I don't. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about that.
Ivan is.
Hey. I need D100 rolls from both.
I feel like Will should do it. Oh.
For me and who else?
Yeah.
And maybe. Flaffle.
Oh, boy.
It's 94.
I also got 94. Is that bad?
I don't know what his homebrewed one is, but the normal one, it isn't good.
Is that a father-son connect? Can we father-son Kamehameha, please?
We're about to come up fucking like...
just detonate each other.
Just combine into like this fucking monster, just Cronenberg style.
Covered in lizard eyes.
Oh, man.
Just little lizard squirming out.
Kill me!
An abomination.
Oh no, I don't like that look on Holt's face.
Sorry.
I need the both of you to roll a d20 for me.
Good.
If you could, I will let you. You can either roll in person dice or you can roll D&D Beyond dice.
Fucking
this is a very, very important roll.
Champra's like, ooh, chance to roll dice.
I got liquid course for my birthday, so I'm down to do
it.
Nice.
Let's go.
You guys see that the arcane box set or whatever gives you liquid filled dice?
Hey, you're talking about the show?
Okay.
Yeah.
That up. That's it.
Yeah, it gives you liquid core dice. The box set of arcane or whatever. It's like a special edition or something.
You got to go get your dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with my my God of War collector's dice. Yeah.
Nice.
Since we're flexing. Can I re-roll with D&D Beyond dice?
No.
You made your choice.
So I will say, he is handcuffed. I don't know if he could have cast that spell.
It's instantaneous. It just happens in front of me.
Verbal, semantic, or material. That's what it really matters.
Awesome. Hopefully it's good.
What did you roll, Flaffle?
Six.
Oh man. So we
where
got
the hell is it? There it is. Verbal or semantic.
I feel like Flaffle is about to finally experience the consequences of the actions in a big fucking way.
I have that we will end the session.
Fuck you.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, everyone. On. Thanks
you
for watching.
Dick.
Oh,
please like and subscribe. We're so
excited. Thank you everybody for watching. Tune in next week to see what these two get.
My bad, it was a nat 20.
A 15 and a 7. Okay.
Hey adventurers, thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.